This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. The music you just heard was from a performance by the National Symphony Orchestra of Malaysia. The orchestra was started in 1993 and reaches its 25th anniversary this year. The orchestra will be celebrating the occasion with a concert at Istana Budaya on the 17th of November. Joining me today to talk about the journey to reaching this milestone and also to tell us more about the concert is the orchestra's music director and conductor, Datuk Mustafa Fuzernawi. How are you today, Datuk?
Oh, thank you. I'm fine.
It's actually great that you could come talk to us because you have been with the NSO well before it was even an orchestra, even from the start of the idea.
Yes. Actually, when usually people ask me, where do you study, Mustafa? Then some of them know that I was in Germany and Holland and all that. I said, no, actually, I was my college is at the Taman Budaya in Jalan Tun Ismail there near JKR there, actually. Really, that's what I started.
The history of the National Symphony Orchestra is not something many people know. It was actually started as an idea back in 1971, I believe.
Yes, yeah.
By the Ministry of Culture.
Yes.
And then I think it was... there was a process of training musicians and various training camps and a youth orchestra was established before the NSO became fully realized in 1993.
Yes.
Can you talk us through that process and how this happened?
Oh, it's actually a very long journey, actually. The Ministry of Culture during that time has a vision where one day we will have Malaysia has its own national theatre and national symphony orchestra. It started with a small project, which is a free music classes, where I was lucky enough to be part of the program. So I joined free classes, free music classes at that time, every Saturday only, from 3 to 6. So we had a class of violin students of 30 of us in one room and playing, you know, the big, you know, when you are a beginner, it doesn't sound well, you see. So it's very, 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 you know, out of tune, you know. But that's how we started with the free lessons. And then gradually, my teacher, Datuk Abdul Fattah Karim, started the orchestra. We played a very simple music, you know, Ikan Keke, you know, Tudung Perio, and so on. And then we start gradually graduated into, you know, more bigger, you know, more challenging music. And then suddenly in 1977, the Ministry of Culture during that time organized the first national music camp. That is where we were exposed to classical music, real classical music. And then the journey goes on, actually. This is very far until today, anyway. 25 years. Yeah.
And in 1993, when the National Symphony Orchestra of Malaysia was established, you were concertmaster.
Yes.
Right? And then you actually left for a while and you did some traveling. You performed with other orchestras around the world.
Yeah.
And then I think it was in 99 that you rejoined.
Yes.
And from 99 to now, you've been the conductor and the music director.
Right.
What has it been like? What has this journey been like for you?
For me, it's you see, it's a good platform before I was appointed music director. When I came back with a performing degree, you know, in violin, so I was appointed as a concertmaster of the first National Symphony Orchestra. I was, you know, there was an audition and all that. I was lucky. You know, I always said I was lucky. I was I got the job and as appointed as first National Symphony Orchestra concertmaster, and I did the job as not only as a concertmaster because there were no music director, there were no conductor. Resident conductor.
Okay.
We didn't have a resident.
Visiting conductor.
We lived, you know, with guest conductor every concerts. We had regular concerts every month. So every month, you know, before the guest conductor arrives, I was given the task to actually prepare the orchestra. So I did the rehearsals, I did the sectionals rehearsals and all that. So the work actually helped me to grow. And then one day somebody said, Mustafa, why don't you, not actually one of the guest conductor, told me, why don't you actually go and study conducting? You are able to do it. You have been doing it for all this while, you know, before I come, is it? So I said, okay. And then, you know, every time the conductor arrives, I talk a lot with them. I took lessons and all that. And then I was lucky again. There was this cultural fund. And they said, Mustafa, now you go. We have enough serve as a concertmaster now. We need a conductor in the future. So I said, oh, I like to play. My passion playing violin. In fact, even until today, I always arrive very early in the morning, about 7:10, 7:15, and 7:30 I have my breakfast, and then by 8 I'm already in my room, and then I practice violin for 1 hour, and then I do my study, you know, or I have meetings and all that. That actually prepares me from the concertmaster, and then I went to Holland again. No, I was in Germany and I went to Holland and I studied conducting and I came. When I was in Holland, it's already prepared me actually when I worked with the NSO for 4 years. When I studied conducting there, I was already a professional musician. When I went there, the people there, actually I was received more like a lecturer there in Holland. So the conducting lessons was very nice, very friendly, very positive. You know, it gives me a lot of idea and all. And then besides of that, I was trained to conduct youth orchestras there in Holland. That's also prepare me before I come back, you see. So when I finished conducting, you know, I wanted to stay. You know, that's always the case. When I finish my violin, you know, I say I want to stay in Germany. But there's a call always. Even my professor said, you know, you have the scholarships. Now is the time for you to go back. I think they saw the possibility and the needs in Malaysia. So I that gives me a very good idea, you know. So I came back. I always came back. And then as a conductor of the National Symphony Orchestra, I was also given a chance to conduct a young orchestra. And also there's a lot of trial, you know. You were being criticized and all that. You being appraised, it's okay. But when you're being criticized, it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. But I think that's how you also develop, actually. The National Symphony Orchestra was that time we had young musicians. We have local musicians. Although we have few foreign musicians, which we actually need. For example, we don't have enough good musicians playing certain instruments like a good horn player, you know, good oboe player, a good bassoon player. We have students, but we need people who actually to help us. I mean, Malaysia as a young country actually needs always people to help us to grow. But don't forget that we have to work very, very, very hard also. I think the positions that I have is actually it's the most difficult and actually also very encouraging for anybody to have it.
As you mentioned, you know, it must not have been easy back then to form the orchestra, to find the talent. I know that it was started with, I think, 14 full-time musicians.
Yes.
How has it grown? What is the orchestra today?
Today, you will see that musicians who started with, you know, you self-taught musicians are still have in the orchestra. Those people who are my friend, those who have become my family for more than 25 years, actually, some of them, I knew them when they were for Form 5. They come to our rehearsals as guest musicians because I know them, you know, they are very good musicians. And then they came, and then after their Form 5, they decided to be a musician, to be full-time musician. So we took them, and they grow with us. You know, when somebody grow with your institute, they become your important people, you know. So important people is where you can actually achieve a lot of things, you know, with positive mind, with positive situations and all that, given a good opportunity. But I think NSO has not been given enough opportunity, means performance, and not least is the most important, actually, the budget. The budget to perform, actually, yeah.
Why do you think that is? I mean, why do you think that, given that this was an idea that started in the 70s, that, you know, more than 30 years, 40 years later, why is it that it's still not been seen as something that should be invested in?
I think this is the problem with most of the government-running cultural program. Mm. I think it is seen as a platform. Always at the beginning is very important, and then we always forget the maintenance, the continuity. What is important? The continuity meaning how to sustain. If you don't know how to run a certain feel, then you collapse. And then the people, along the way, the people change. You know, ideas, a good idea has to be continually developed, and also with a lot of things, you know. I think in Malaysia, we can do better, but there are things that we don't do it correctly. For example, we have money, but we always spend the money, and then we don't think of what is the next step. You know, you spend millions, for example, one project, but you never think of the next projects. You know, we only see 3 years or 5 years. I mean, we should see more than just
a sort of a long-term vision.
10 years, 15 years, 30 years. Because when we started the National Symphony Orchestra, we had some members from Osaka Symphony Orchestra, some from Tokyo members. So they come and help. And we always said, it's so difficult, you know. We hope that to grow in 10 years. I said, you know what they said? It took them 40 years to have a full Japanese orchestra. To have really, because, can you just imagine a child who started, let's say 7 years old, playing violin. You're talking about violin, who will later become a virtuoso, a violinist or soloist. So it needs to grow, and that teenager's 14, 15, 16, just before you enter junior college. That is where it's very important. You prepare yourself before you go into music college. But we don't have it.
Yeah.
So that is you see, talking about 7 to 15, is about 7 years old, 8 years. And then you need another 4 years to do your degree. You see, it's about 12 years, you know. But we don't. That's only the start, 12 years. But you can't have a symphony orchestra fully Malaysian just thinking about a 5 year term, 10 year term. You need more than that.
Mm.
I think we should sustain. To sustain, you cannot just sleep. To sustain, you do lots of activity, good activities like projects, program to develop the people, I think.
And as the orchestra is now, how many musicians are local? And how many are musicians that we've brought in from other places?
At the moment, we have 7 foreign musicians, which are most of them are the key players. These musicians are foreign. They become like mostly like family. They've been here for more than 10 years, and their children already grew up here. The rest is our local musicians, which I am very proud. Some of them musicians are my students. Some of the musicians are the people that I have mentored along the way in the universities and all that. And some of the musicians that are self-taught, and then they went abroad. And through NSO, they were encouraged to go to Korea, to London, to Sydney, to Singapore to study. These are the musicians are actually staying with NSO. You know, it's difficult to keep a musicians. You know, they are artists. You know, they travel. But to have these people for 25 years, I am very proud of them.
Why is it important, especially in a country like Malaysia, where, you know, Western classical music is obviously not something that is commonly practiced here
Commonly. Foreign, right?
Yes, it's considered, quote-unquote, foreign. Why is it actually important for us to foster our own National Symphony Orchestra?
You see, everywhere you know, in the big cities, right? Sydney, New York, you know, London, Tokyo, Osaka, Singapore, you know, you name it, they have their orchestra, which is Sydney Symphony, Tokyo Symphony, New York Symphony, all these big names. So Malaysia should have one of their own, you see. This is very important. That is first, not just playing classical music. Okay, in order to have a symphony orchestra, first you must have trained, well-trained musicians who are classically trained. And then, if you're classically trained, you should best play in the classical music. Why you play classical music? Because it's the culture. When you talk about culture, you're talking about high value. High value. You know, when you play, you need to be practice. You have to practice a lot. You have to be trained. You know. I look at my musicians. They are specialists. You're talking about surgeon. They are my surgeons. You know, each one of them are trained. The eye specialist, the heart specialist, you know, the kidney specialist and all that. I don't see them as a musicians. You know, artists. You know, you think these surgeons are not artists. You know, they just don't cut. They have the feel, you see. For me, in every arts, you must have. So these musicians are the most important for us. They are the treasures. Our treasure, national. So by playing the classical music, it's not just to, as say, we mengagungkan, you know, the classical music. But at the same time, that is the vision of why National Symphony Orchestra was formed, to play local music in the symphonic way. Why we play them in a symphonic way? By doing so, we give chances to local composers, local artists to sing, to perform with the National Symphony Orchestra, local content. So my program is always classical symphony, you know, the big bees, you know, Beethoven, Brahms, yeah. All that bees and all that, all Wagner, whatever. We can't play Wagner, it's too small. Okay, I hope one day NSO can play Wagner, you know, Stravinsky and all that. But we have ability to do justice to local music. You know, the music industry is well beyond what we can do, actually. You can imagine that, you know, P. Ramlee, the musical with National Symphony Orchestra
right,
at that time.
Right, that's
you
right.
know, people did forget about it. They forgot that, you know, Putri Gunung Ledang and all that. These are, you know, I was the first person who actually conducted the first opera in Istana Budaya, first opera. You know, opera, it's musicals, and then I did musicals and all that. And then people say, wow, you know, good, you know. It's the same thing when the new Philharmonic Hall in Germany was in Elbe, in Hamburg. You know, it was actually supposed to launch 7 years ago. But it was delayed. Only last year, 2017, it was delayed.
That's right.
And then during that years, the German criticized the government. But when it was launched, January 2017, the people criticized. But most of them actually happy because how they did it. But anyway, they spent 10 times more the budget. I think I don't want Malaysians to spend so much. But you see, people spend so much money for arts. But they did it very well. You know, thinking today, they said Elbe Philharmonic Hall is one of the best in the world, mm-hmm. in terms of architecture and acoustic, compatible, better than any. And also is the best locations along the Alps, you know.
Yes.
Anyway. I think the Malaysians should be proud to have. It just, NSO needs more space, more programs, and the government should support. We need money.
Well, on that note, we need to take a break.
Yeah.
But when we come back, actually, I'd love to hear more about the concert that you're having
yeah.
to celebrate the 25th
yeah.
anniversary.
Yeah.
But also more about what else the NSO has been doing. Yeah. I'm speaking to Datuk Mustafa Fuzarnawi, music director and conductor of the National Symphony Orchestra of Malaysia. The orchestra will be celebrating its 25th anniversary this year with a special concert at Istana Budaya on the 17th of November. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to Datuk Mustafa Fuzernawi, music director and conductor of the National Symphony Orchestra of Malaysia, about the orchestra's 25th anniversary. To celebrate, there's going to be a concert at Istana Budaya on the 17th of November. So, Datuk Mustafa, I think one of the things that would be great to hear you explain is how the NSO sets itself apart as an orchestra, even, for instance, from, say, the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra.
Right.
What makes the National Symphony Orchestra of Malaysia unique or gives it its own unique identity?
Oh, first it's named, right? National Symphony Orchestra. No, people should be proud that we have national treasure. We are based in a theatre. Actually, Istana Budaya is National Theatre. Mm-hmm. So, being in a theatre, we are actually involved in so many projects, so many programs, so many diversity of in terms of programs that we do. We can. It is a place where you can see theatre, musical, ballet, rock music, classical music. I put it last, the classical music. Okay? so we are in a national theatre where we are so, how would you say, very versatile. Mm-hmm. We play all sort of music. Don't forget that we don't play only Brahms and Beethoven, but we also accompanied Wings, you know, Serge, Emmy,
right.
And all that.
You
know,
and Dato as you Siti, said earlier, played in Putri Gunung Ledang.
Putri Gunung Ledang and all that. So, Piramli, the Piramli, okay? The musical. So these are the... And then also, we also are the key orchestra playing Harry Potter, the film in... So the past few years, we have been engaged with international program. So we are very special. We actually engage with local musicians. We support the local content. We support industry. We actually the key player in the musical industry. So I'm very proud to be in Istana Budaya and leading the National Symphony Orchestra. Yeah.
And as someone who has been with the orchestra from the start,
yes.
what do you think you have contributed? How have you shaped the direction that the orchestra has gone in?
First, this is very difficult to shape an orchestra. Unless you have a full-time orchestra, let's say, let me clarify, there are three types of sizes of an orchestra. First, a small orchestra, which comprises about 60 members, and then the medium size, the 80, and then this grand orchestra, about 100 and 120 musicians. It's like New York Philharmonic and all that. MPO was like the big, 100 over. Now they are a little bit smaller, I think 80 plus, okay? NSO has 63 members, which we have not actually filled in. We only have 41 members. So is this difficult to, if you don't have a full members, it's like having a full a football team which have no full no wings, no goalkeeper. Sometimes the midfield came in come to practice. That's how I actually, you see, every rehearsals, then we have a full orchestra just for one wing. We can't afford to have guest musician for the whole month. See? So I always tell myself, Mustafa, you can only develop the orchestra within that 1 week. And after that, forget it. So the music, the full-time musicians, we have our own program. We do, classical chamber music. And they are very active. They go to recordings here and there, and they play in Juara Lagu, and they play with RTM, they play with everywhere. And they teach a lot. You see, these people are the key people who actually develop youngsters, new musicians, and hopefully this musician, this young musician, will become professional musician. So the difficulty in not having a full-time orchestra and not having a good budget and not having a good... you don't have a season like any other orchestra.
Right.
Yeah, so we have a break in Puasa for 1 month, which I am happy, for one whole month. Everybody is relaxed, I call it it's a off season for NSO. That's good, very good. But I wish that I have a full-time musician of this 63, okay, that I can work every day except Saturday and Sunday. And then on the following week, on Saturday and Sunday, we have a a concert. So this is the only way that I can develop the true development, I can say. But now I cannot say. But I can tell you, the 41 members that I have, and they are my colleague, they are my friend, they are my family. So my brother is there, my wife is there, and some of the my old colleague, the ex-NSOs now, their children are in there. So I just talked to one of the members. She's one of the daughter of the ex-NSO members. I just asked her, Awin, what do you feel for this concert? She said, I can't explain it. She said, it's just this excitement. It's so overwhelming. And I have a personal mission. You know, the father was there and she's playing there. So,
wow.
So the feeling for me that they actually as a conductor is the most important thing. I think the energy that I need from the musician. You don't call a good conductor, you call a good musician, a good orchestra. Then you can have a good sound. The conductor can be anybody. You need a good orchestra.
What can we expect from the 25th anniversary concert?
The 25th anniversary concert will be a key eye to, is the culmination of the NSO. The concert that should be looked up, the people should come. I always say, NSO is yours. This is Malaysians. You should be proud of it.
What are some of the pieces that you'll be playing? What is the program flow going to be like?
This is 25th anniversary. I can play anything, but not anything. But it is supposed to be a celebration. So that's why the last piece I choose, 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky, which you are not classical lover, you just click YouTube and then 1812 Overture, and then where most of the orchestra use this as a festival, and in New York they used it as a New Year Eve,
right?
Tchaikovsky have written this music for celebrations. It opens with a prayer. It's a very solemn prayer, so it can be anybody. But Tchaikovsky was intended this piece for the invasion of French Revolution, going to invade the Russia. That is where the people pray that everyone will be safe. And then the joyful moment where everything is okay, you can hear the bells and all that, and we have a fireworks and also cannons. And in the first half of the music of the program, I choose classical program, the Mozart Magic Flute, and we have a symphony, Beethoven number 5. Everybody knows you have some of your ringtone and ta 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 and all that. Everybody
yes.
knows that is not Bach, that's Beethoven, okay? So Beethoven 5th is one of the most difficult piece. It's a showpiece actually for musicians and also for the conductor. It's inspiring music. It is energetic music. And then it has a story where this is the first time in a symphony that a piccolo is involved and a trombone is involved, although at the last movement only, and a contrabassoon is involved. This is the first. So historically, it's very important piece. And the second half, we have Jacqueline Victor as a special appearance. So she was to sing the P. Ramlee piece. Mm-hmm. And then, like I say, we have a local content. Mm-hmm. We also play instrumental, Di Manakan Ku Jari Ganti.
Right.
This is a piece where we played many years ago. I think 20 years ago, in 1998, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I choose it again. And because I played this piece in Sarajevo, where people cried. I think this is a very touchy piece. It's not bombastic music. It is very, very, very intense, solemn and all that. And then we have film music, Gladiator.
Wow.
Oh, everybody knows Gladiator.
Wow.
I'm thinking of myself as a gladiator. I fight. I'm a fighter. The NSO are a fighter. Those who are still with the NSO for 20, 25 years, we are the fighter. And then we have Apollo 13.
Mm.
The Apollo 13, it's
that's a brilliant score.
Oh, yes. You know, the entrance.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, can you imagine when the Apollo was, you know, went through the atmosphere, and then it was the communication on the cut, you know, and people think death.
Mm-hmm.
That is important. For me, is hidup dan mati is NSO. I hope people come, watch. And this is 25 years. We are not going to play again, you know.
Yeah, it only comes once.
Yes, okay.
But, you know, it does sound like from hearing the program lineup that you've made a sort of a real effort to put in pieces that will appeal to as many people as possible.
Yes,
and will even be accessible to people who may not really be classical music fans.
True. Sometimes people say that, you know, is it difficult to... Yes, it's very difficult to program for classical music. If you have the money, you can call Joshua Bell, right?
Of course. Money,
you don't have the money. You can. I would like to call Ray Chen. You don't have to come down. You just put that in front. Everybody will come, you know. But I have been running the orchestra for 25 years. We have been there's trial and error. We need to grow. Because every orchestra is having a problem. Actually, in Europe, in America, also having a problem. Because you cannot sustain classical music. Some in Europe, they call it the dying arts. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't... If you go to a classical concert, you see only old people.
Unfortunately. Yes.
Unfortunately. Yeah. But many orchestra I dive inside, try to make it their program in such a way that it appeal to everybody. So that's why I'm trying to do it, you know. I've been playing with a very good classical music. Very good. I don't have a super A soloist, you know. But we have a guest artist who played, a Sibelius violin concerto, you know, Beethoven piano concerto number 3. And I played most all the Beethoven piano concertos with all the artists, you know that. But I also conducted with all the great artists in Malaysia. So I feel that the people come. That's the only way to attract audience to Istana Budaya, to Panggung Sari. And also I play this gladiator, this Apollo, so that the people who loves film music, the youngsters love. We played with the Harry Potter music. We played computer music. You know, it is very important. So orchestra has to, in order to survive, you have to look into your program. Look into your outreach program. That is very important. I have to change my way of look. And sometimes you have to go and find people to come and entertain them.
And you have to evolve. Huh?
Yeah, I say evolve. Mm. Yeah.
And what now that you've hit the 25-year milestone, what are your future hopes for the National Symphony Orchestra?
I hope it will grow and I hope to fill in the full time members. I just had auditions 2-3 months ago, and then I auditioned very talented musicians, much better than I during my time. They were well trained now. They are all of them are trained in the college, you know, conservatorium and all that. They played all the symphonies and all that. My time is most of us don't play symphonies and all that. We just play music. You know, we thought we would play classical music. You know, it's not enough actually. But the people that I auditions are Malaysians who are well trained. Mm. You'll be surprised how passionate they are, and that is the first thing to fill in the so that I can go and develop, you know,
like a full
football team, you know. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I hope that the government really support. You have the treasure, yeah. The Minister of Culture and the Minister of Tourism should see this is a treasure. Istana Budaya is the national theatre. It's like any other theatre in the world, you know. So pump in the money. And let people come, enjoy. You know, this is the only way people will come. You know, you have to really make it things as big as possible, you know. Don't let us be a white elephant, you know. That is my I have a lot of things to talk, you know. You can, I like to talk. I wish I can talk to anybody, you know, to the students and all that. I always have a positive vision for Malaysia. You know, Malaysians are well very talented people. Malaysians are so diversified that we are can be beyond. That's why we are the best and can also be the worst, you know.
Well, thank you for joining me today, Dato, and congratulations on reaching the 25th year milestone.
Thank you very much for having
me
here.
And hopefully for many more.
Yes. Do come.
I've been speaking to Dato' Mustafa Fuzair Nawi, music director and conductor of the National Symphony Orchestra of Malaysia. The orchestra turns 25 this year and will be having a special anniversary concert on the 17th of November at Istana Budaya. Tickets are priced at RM50 to RM150 and are available at ilassotickets.com or at the Istana Budaya box office. There's also going to be an open rehearsal session on the 16th of November for students, and tickets for that are RM10 and available at ILESO ticket counters and the Istana Budaya box office. For more information, visit istanabudaya.gov.my. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. I'll leave you now with more from the National Symphony Orchestra of Malaysia. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.